Report cards for Ohio school districts and individual schools are out. They were released by the State Department of Education and Workforce. The Performance Index is used to rate schools from 1 to 5 stars. Ratings are based on performance on state tests during the 2024-25 school year. Districts were evaluated on achievement, gap closing, early literacy, progress, and graduation. Jackson, Lake, North Canton, and Tuslaw received 4.5 stars, as did West Branch. Receiving 4 stars were Canton Local, Louisville, Minerva, and Northwest. Fairless, Marlington, Osnaburg, Perry, Plain, and Sandy Valley got 3.5. Sebring, United, and Waterloo also received 3.5. Alliance, Brown Local, Salem, and Southeast got 3 stars. 2.5 stars went to Canton City and Massillon. A man is accused in the death of a homeless man in Canton. 44-year-old Justin Ove of Canton was arrested Friday on a warrant charging him with murder and felonious assault. He was arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court. Bond was set at $1 million. Police and firefighters were called to the 1300 block of Wernette Court Southwest Wednesday. Ove allegedly shot John Lee in his tent behind Renner's Plumbing Supply. A small propane tank caught a tent on fire, but it was quickly put out. Lee was taken to Altman Hospital, where he died of his injuries. Ove is scheduled to return to court Wednesday for a status conference. A man is charged with domestic violence and endangering children following a shooting in Canton. 24-year-old Coy Stillwagon of Louisville was arrested following the Sunday afternoon incident. Police were called to the 2200 block of Bollinger Avenue Northeast. Stillwagon reportedly was attempting suicide when his wife stopped him. During the struggle for the weapon, she was shot in the leg. The woman was taken to a hospital. Police say Stillwagon's 3 children were in the car with his wife at the time. He is scheduled for arraignment tomorrow in Canton Municipal Court. U.S. Marshals are searching for a man wanted on a rape charge in Massillon. The Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force says 30-year-old Tyler Anderson is described as white, about 5'7", and weighs roughly 155 pounds. He also is wanted by the Stark County Sheriff's Office for violating probation in cases involving felonious assault and domestic violence. Anderson has ties to Akron and Cleveland and should be considered armed and dangerous. Anyone with information on his whereabouts can call 1-866-4-WANTED or submit a tip through the U.S. Marshals website. Tips can be anonymous and a reward may be offered. A suit has been filed against the Hall of Fame Village alleging it has not paid a company that provided equipment and manpower for a concert last year. The invoices for nearly $268,000 do not specify a concert, but coincide with dates surrounding the concert for Legends with Carrie Underwood. The most recent date of invoice is April 12th. The Dallas-based Freeman Company reportedly provided rented equipment, pre-production labor, shipping, freight, and show labor between August 1st and 4th of 2024. A change of plea hearing is scheduled Wednesday in federal court for a man charged in a nationwide elder fraud scheme. Yash Ravel was arrested in November 2023 while picking up cash from an alleged victim, a 77-year-old Salem man. Authorities say he was defrauded out of about $61,000. 6 people in 5 states were targeted, with losses totaling $4.8 million. The scam involved tricking victims into believing their computers were hacked and their identities stolen. They were pressured to send large sums of money to people posing as representatives of Microsoft or their financial institutions. 2 co-defendants are in plea negotiations with federal prosecutors. The 3 suspects are charged with money laundering. The trial of a man charged in the shooting death of a girl at a Youngstown restaurant has been delayed until October 27th. 18-year-old Daniel Sellers was scheduled to be tried today in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. His defense attorney filed a motion for a continuance. The request came after prosecutors submitted additional witnesses and evidence. The motion was granted by Judge Anthony D'Apolito. Sellers is charged with murder, felonious assault, and involuntary manslaughter in the April 2023 slaying of 15-year-old Amaya Montserrat. She was shot during a fight that broke out at a birthday party at a tavern on Southern Boulevard. 23-year-old Son Peterson is awaiting sentencing after pleading guilty to involuntary manslaughter and other charges. 3 men are jailed on charges stemming from a fight at a wedding party Saturday night. Boardman police were called to a restaurant on McClurg Road and found about 20 people yelling at each other outside the main entrance. Pepper spray was used to disperse the crowd. Those arrested were 28-year-old Alexander Holmes of Warren, 32-year-old Spiros Theophilus, and 57-year-old John Holmes, both of Tampa, Florida. Alexander Holmes allegedly refused to leave the scene. Theophilus is accused of punching an officer in the neck. A taser was used to subdue him. John Holmes allegedly hit another man who refused treatment. Alexander Holmes and Theophilus are charged with obstructing official business and resisting arrest. Theophilus and John Holmes are charged with assault. A Ravenna man is dead following a motorcycle crash in Summit County Sunday afternoon. Around 4:30, 69-year-old Dragan Sirik was southbound on State Route 8 in Northfield when his motorcycle went off the right side of the road, struck a curb and a utility pole near milepost 21. The Highway Patrol says he was taken to Hillcrest Hospital, where he died. Sirik was not wearing a helmet at the time of the wreck. The patrol says it's not known if alcohol and drugs were factors. An investigation continues. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.